You're listening to SBS News.
On the outskirts of Cherbourg Cemetery sits an unmarked mass grave. It's the resting place of around 90 Indigenous people who died here during the Spanish flu outbreak just over a century ago. Now its existence is more poignant than ever as the town battles an eerily similar threat. Cherbourg Mayor Elvie Sandow.
100 years on, and they were buried in a mass grave here, and we don't want history to repeat itself. That's why we're working very hard to make sure it doesn't happen.
Since Cherbourg detected its first ever case last week, infections have exploded and the streets are deserted. Around 1 in 12 residents of the tiny town with a population of around 1,500 have now tested positive for the Omicron variant.
About a couple of weeks ago, and I was thinking, we sort of had to prepare because we knew it was coming. It was knocking on the doors anyway, so we had to prepare, yeah.
Testing capabilities have been boosted in recent weeks with more than 500 testing swabs conducted in just 3 days. Cherbourg Aboriginal Shire Council CEO Shatur Zala says dozens of food and hygiene packs are also being delivered to households in isolation.
It's all about limiting those movements. So if we can get those boxes to houses, they don't have to travel to Mergan or King Roy to get those groceries. And hopefully by that time, those people are negative and then they can start their normal life, you know. So we're playing our role here as a council.
With limited health facilities in Cherbourg, people getting very sick with COVID-19 was the real concern. But despite having recorded over 100 cases now, there's been just 2 hospitalisations, and both of them were medically evacuated to Toowoomba for treatment and they are not in ICU. Local health advocates say vaccination is key to keeping the vulnerable, including Indigenous elders, protected. Cherbourg's clinic has stayed open 7 days a week to try to lift a vaccination rate that sits at only 62% double dose. Here's Uncle William Button from the Cherbourg Community Controlled Health Services Centre.
I'm not quite sure about that, but I've been just being a proactive about and telling people to get it done because, once again, I'm a diabetic as well, so I don't want to get sick from it and stuff like that, so yeah.
But a significant proportion of the community is still refusing the jab, sentiments fuelled by social media and local religious groups. Michelle Bly, who was born and raised in Cherbourg, says many don't trust the vaccine, while others who were hesitant have been convinced to get it done, including 19-year-old local Bo Jackson. Vaccines will be open for under-12s from next week. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.